We're white. I'm white. Know.
I don't have a white hair on my body. After I get the narrow.
So I'm thinking you guys should do Friday, July 14th.
Well, just in case, what's the third one?
Oh,
September. I don't want to do the Halloween one because I don't want to do a costume.
We're not we're not going in August because that's the solar eclipse with Big Fatty.
Oh, and of course, we've got the,
yes, Big Fatty.
We cannot be ashamed of all our rippling muscles covered in fur.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We cannot be ashamed of the solar eclipse with Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4221 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 9th of April 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day to include some talk about the eclipse. Big Fatty, hello, Penumbra's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Penumbras today because, y'all, Big Fatty. Big Fatty was not in the path of totality on Monday, but y'all, I was within the penumbra. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Big Fatty, isn't that your youngest daughter's last name? Nessa Penumbra? Yes, I think that's correct. Anyway, y'all, just to let you know, y'all, a little trip down memory lane here, y'all, it was in 2017. That we had the Big Fatty Archer just completed a workout. Let's see how much he did. Oh, he went 1.1 miles. Ooh. Anyway, in 2017, y'all, that's when we were in the path of totality. I don't know how to say it. totality, I think, is what it is. This little show is in the path of totality ruination. It's true. train wreck totality. It's true. Y'all, it was in August. It was in August, and Mr. Cackle was in town for it, as was Brian in Boston. You know, he is the self-acclaimed resident historian of the BFO Unsubscribed, and who was then his boyfriend, his boyfie, Jaime, and Brian. Brian proposed to Jaime to marry him during the solar eclipse. Oh, Big Fatty, are they filing for a divorce during the... No, I don't... During the... No. But y'all, we were only in the, I think, 60% penumbra. So y'all, it got a little... dusky. I mean, dusky is not even it because the sun was shining bright, but it wasn't, you could tell it wasn't full sun. And, anyway, there was very little to, observe, here in, Fat Acres, for the eclipse on Monday, but, y'all watched it on the TV machine, and y'all, it was quite spectacular. Quite spectacular, I tell you. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they kept saying, oh, well, the next path of totality in the U.S. of A. There'll be a small path in 2044 and a larger
track in 2045. Well, y'all, that's 20 years from now. And that made Big Fatty realize, y'all, when the next one happens, if I'm alive, I'll be either 88 or 89. Big Fatty, regardless, you'll be out of you. You won't know. You won't. You'll just be. I don't know what to say. I think you just said it. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 9th of April, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, met this person a couple of times, at the Pride 48, down there in New Orleans. He's out there in the Seattle, Washington State. Yes, we're ready. Y'all, by the way, my niece and nephew are moving out that way. I think they're going to Olympia, though. But anyway, y'all, he is, y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And y'all, he's twice the height of Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, so he's what? He's what, 6 feet tall? Well, a little bit taller than that. But, y'all, he is one of the co-hosts of the Gayish Little Show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Gayish, not Gayish Mike, Gayish Kyle. Big Fatty, we love Gayish Kyle. We do. Y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it is a special one. It is a very special one because y'all is part of Big Fatty's family. And y'all is just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. And many of you have met him. Y'all, if you visited the villa at a foray at Fatty's, or if you've listened to an episode of of the Natteras, y'all, you know who it is. Y'all, he is one of a kind, ballet enthusiast. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than young Nicholas. Big Fatty, we love young Nicholas. How long does young apply? Well, as long as I'm alive, forever. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Gayish Kyle or young Nicholas on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or how about the Grin Doctor? Well, they might be, or the Scruff, they may be on there too. Y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Birthday,
music as we sit in the penumbra. It's true. Y'all, we're in the penumbra until about 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So, y'all still got a few more minutes here as Big Fatty records this. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. After I, oh, you know, what? One moment, please. I gotta have a little sip of my hot tea. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Hot tea in the penumbra. Mmm. Big Fatty, that was quite abrupt. It was. Y'all, it's very hot. That's why. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I'm trying to think what I did on Sunday evening. Sunday afternoon, I did watch the women's sports ball game. And I watched the Atlanta Braves game. I think I told you about those, though. And it was a quiet Sunday evening. I can't remember what I had for my supper. I don't know that I had much of anything. Anyway, y'all, I watched the news, and then of course the 60 minutes. And y'all, honestly, I could have gone to bed at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, you would have missed the second half of the 60 minutes. But I stayed up. Y'all, I don't know why, but I was pooped. And oh, yes, but y'all, by the way, I have just prior to recording had a FaceTime with Granny. Y'all, it's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. But anyway, Granny is doing much better. He sounds 1,000 times better than he did on Friday night. And so that's good news. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, anyway, by the time the 60 minutes was up, y'all, I piddled around, I don't know, a little while longer. y'all, I went to bed. It was probably 20 minutes before 9 p.m. And y'all, I went right to sleep. Right to sleep, I tell you. Y'all, it was cool in the love chamber. But y'all, I woke up about quarter to four. Ready? Y'all, that was 7 hours of sleep. And I said, no, I will not get up and TT. And so, y'all, I didn't. And the next time I woke up, it was quarter till 5 a.m. in the morning. No, quarter of 6. And I said, no, I will not get up now. And y'all finally got up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. I fixed me a kind of a major brufkus. Y'all, I had some poke sausage patties, and y'all, I had bought some instant grits, the Quaker instant grits with the cheddar and jalapeno flavor, and y'all, they were good, and put some real butter on them, and crumbled up the sausage in there. Y'all, it was a hearty breakfast. Oh yes, Big Fatty, well, you had a busy day preparing to be in the penumbra. It's true. And Big Freddy, y'all, it sounds like sounds like the FedEx truck just pulled up. Yes, Big Freddy, it's because it did. Yeah, I'm not expecting a package, but y'all, I did all my puzzles, read the paper, and did my morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all came back. I had me a little lunch. What did I have for my lunch? I don't remember what I had for my lunch, but I had a little something. Y'all, I'm going to have a salad and some rotisserie chicken for my supper. And y'all, watched The Price is Right and got myself a... went out and did an inner loop of Fat Acres also. And y'all, I got myself a share, and I was going to lay down. I just needed to
It's Fatty's Wax the Pony Report. It's Fatty's Wax the Pony Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us how Ms. Rona has ruined all your fun and forced you to take matters into your own hands, and how much dust is collecting on that special chaya. It's Fatty's Wax the Pony Report. Brrr, is that the Grin Doctor?
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Tim Kumar with a totally original, never heard before, inappropriate touching bumper. And Tim, thank you so much for that. Y'all, by the way, y'all, there was an update to the Grin Doctor and it stopped working. So I had to delete it from the iPhone and reinstall it. And y'all, I don't know if the penumbra had anything to do with that or not, but y'all, you just don't know about these things. But anyway, so it was, let's just say Big Fatty got his heart rate up. Big Fatty Vulgar! Y'all, then, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all started watching what would they call it? It was the eclipse, total eclipse of the Heartland on CBS. And y'all, it was y'all. They had really good coverage. They had really good coverage, and I enjoyed it. And the Nip said, "Are you gonna go out? Or is anybody having an eclipse party?" And I thought I might say no, but I'll bring gum. You know, eclipse gum. Never mind. Anyway, y'all, he went out and looked at the sun. You know, that's what they tell you not to do. And he says, I do not see any sign of eclipse. However, I have temporary blindness. And y'all, this comes as no surprise to anyone. After that, after all that coverage, y'all, I am here in the villa, and what am I doing? I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty, and let's just see, y'all, gonna watch the Atlanta Braves tonight? And Big Fatty, you've run out of things. Oh no, y'all, Tuesday at noon. First of all, you know, I've got the new time and place for the senior size class. So y'all have got to change my nipple walking routine so I can be there at the proper time. And y'all, I have at noon, today too. I say Tuesday, y'all, I'm meeting with Olive's tax accountant, and we're going to finalize his tax return, and I'm going to have some questions for him about the estate tax return. And so y'all, that's just another box that gets checked off on the estate. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, Tuesday. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm having penumbra pardon syndrome, PPP. Well, I don't know what the hell I'm having. Y'all, by the way, that Guru Nudie, y'all, he thought, you know, I said that, Durwood brought me a little secret treat. Y'all, he thought that Durwood had brought me the dope. Y'all, it wasn't the dope. It was barbecue. Vinegar-based barbecue. That's the way. But it was pretty dope. Yes, we better. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, just out of curiosity, what do you remember about 2017?
We cannot be ashamed of the solar eclipse with Big Fatty.
Oh, no, don't be ashamed of that. Be ashamed that you hadn't been back for a visit at the villa.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.